Kangaroo collisions within the ACT are expected to double by the end of 2018, with more marsupials abandoning the bush in search of food and water. The annual average for collisions in Canberra is 2,500. However, so far, there have been over 3,000 incidences reported. Ranger in charge of the ACT Parks and Conservation Service North District, Joel Patterson, speaks to the wife's Morgan Burley about why this is.
Given the dry conditions around at the moment, the kangaroos are looking for water. Their normal sources of water may be depleted. So given that our roads are designed for water to quickly move off the roads, if there are small amounts of rain, it's going to the edge of the roadsides, which might give a nice fresh green pick. So obviously the kangaroos that would normally be up in a sheltered or quiet area are coming down from the hills and into our roads or into our busier areas where there is a green pick to get a nice feed.
How has the drought impacted the statistics compared to last year?
Having a look at what we've done, say, from July, August last year to July, August this year, just the collisions that we have, I guess, attended, we're looking at about a 40 to 45% increase. If it keeps going like this, it'll be a 50% increase throughout the year.
What are the economic and the social impacts that come with this increase?
It's quite frustrating for people who would normally drive to work, especially on the edges, so early in the mornings or in the evenings. If there's no awareness that there are kangaroos coming down to these lower areas or the busier areas, people are still driving the same speed limit. So there are, our collisions are increasing a lot. So the damage to cars and the safety of our road users is obviously, you know, quite a bigger issue.
What about when it comes to tourists? How are they made aware of these spots?
We certainly do have signs around our busier and our arterial roads, just sort of the generic road sign saying that wildlife in this area. A lot of the busier roads in Canberra now have kangaroo-resistant type fencing to prevent, I guess, these hot spots having collisions occur so often. Over the years, our roads have improved so much with better lighting. So, you know, just using your headlights to potentially see a kangaroo on a busier, like 80 or 100 speed limited street, you've got that addition of street lights in a lot of those areas now, which are helping sort of avoid those collisions for better vision.
What about with cyclists that are riding through the paths, especially up in the hills? What can be done to assist them?
That's really a tough one, I guess, because the idea of where we want the kangaroos to be is in the hills and in the habitat, in the sort of reserve areas. Kangaroos can be quite defensive, certainly like a bigger male. So often the incidences with that interaction with a kangaroo often comes from when they're startled, so they're quite reactive. So if someone's riding or someone's walking around a corner and a kangaroo's taken by surprise, most of the reports that we get are along those lines. So we always suggest to people that if they're riding around the reserve to use a light, certainly on the mornings and the evenings. And if you're nearing an area that you know there are kangaroos, certainly to be loud, to make a noise or use a bell. Just making your presence known would certainly assist in that regard.
What advice do you give to cyclists and motorists if they do hit a kangaroo, especially considering a lot of people have been killed trying to get the kangaroo off the road?
Given again that most of the issues occur on those busier and, I guess, higher speed limited roads, we have numbers that you can call to get the rangers within the ACT for a 24-hour service. So we'd like to know of all collisions, regardless of the outcome, whether the animal is injured or it has passed away. We'd like to know because we can check for joeys and we can, you know, assess the injuries. Our rangers do this every day, 24 hours a day. So the advice is to, you know, call our local number and then get the rangers to attend and help remove the risk from the public.
Ranger Joel Patterson speaking there to the Wire's Morgan Burley.